This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? We recently came across a video which was extremely disturbing. Let's take a look at the video and come back and respond. So you've just seen that video. What do you think, Ali, of what you've just seen?
To be honest, like, I mean, what I'm about to say, most people would contest it, but not in the context I'm going to say it. We want to thank Israel. We want to thank the Israelis. We want to thank the Zionists, because I've said this before, I'll say it again. Like, for example, Hollywood spent about £500 million to portray Islam and the Muslims in a bad way.
Yeah.
And they couldn't manage that.
They couldn't.
But if I was a multi-billionaire, I would be thinking to myself, if I wanted to really show Israelis and Zionists, and if I was someone that's anti-Semitic and I wanted to do this and I want to spend all this wealth, I don't think I could have done the job the way they do it for free for us.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable, bro. It's like, you sometimes think to yourself, is this reality? Do these people, are they really this cruel? Like, we've seen them sitting down in circles with their little children, blocking aid from coming. That was worse in its own. Now the aid is coming from Jordan or something along those ways. Now they are attacking it. You could see the video where he's literally trampling on it. It's the hatred. You're trampling on food.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, we're thinking, if you're going to... We can see what you're doing to the Palestinians. Now the food, the basic food that's going to reach them for the innocent people, for you to have such hostility...
Because that food is not going to go to Hamas. That food is going to go to women and children. That food is meant to go to people who are starving, people who are now in a state of desperation, people who are being sieged, people who require the basic requirements.
It's you know what it is, bro? It's like, you know, let's say there was someone who you wanted to kill, but you couldn't get to him, but there's something off his and you start breaking it.
But it shows it's, the rage is at a level.
The deep hatred you have.
Yeah.
The way you're attacking the food, I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make it up.
You can't make it up.
You cannot make up, bro.
There is a silver lining. I was recently looking at some statistics, actually. And after October 7th, the vast majority of Israeli society, Reuters says 65%, I was looking at an article, in the first instance, wanted a full-scale, you know, ground offensive. That's the majority of Israeli society. It's now gone down to 49%. But if people in Israel know that the result in for example, in this, not just ground offensive, but the missiles that are being barraged and thrown from the sky is causing all this death and suffering on people, then you have to start asking, to what extent are they collectively psychopathic in the case of not caring about it? Doesn't matter how many people you kill. It doesn't matter how many children are killed. It doesn't matter how many people are skinned alive. It doesn't matter how many babies are burnt. It doesn't matter how many women are screaming for their children who are under the rubble. It doesn't matter, because our objectives is more important than all of those concerns. And if that's the case, why should the international community bow the knee to a group of collectively psychopathic Zionists? Okay, and their representatives, in order to please their insatiable need? That's the question.
Exactly, bro. Like, at the end of the day, like I said before, yani, what they are doing, the evil nature that they have, subhanAllah, and I believe it's deep racism. You need to understand the objective, and you can see a pattern. They are doing this, in all areas, in all places. You see in America to the UK, they have this, I don't know what it is.
No, like, Israeli society...
Where is it?
Statistically, it's well known that Israeli society is one of the most racist societies you can imagine.
Wow.
And it's, if you look at the Haaretz, for example, a left-wing newspaper, they've reported along the many times, actually, many articles, you can find different ones about Ethiopians, how they're treated, Sudanese people, how they're treated, Arabs, or let's say, for example, Sephardic Jews, which are Jews from Middle Eastern descent, how they're treated, Christians, how they're treated. That's not even a race, a religion. But it's not a Muslim. They're not Muslim. So it's what we're seeing is discrimination at every level, dehumanization at the highest level. And everybody, everyone is scared to talk about this because they're afraid to be called anti-Semites.
Oh, get out of here, man. This is a badge of honor. Now it's become a badge of honor. I mean being objective.
It's well, the way they use it. Of course. Like that. But what we want to say is that at the end of the day, you know, it's now high time that you cannot be on the fence on these matters anymore. It's disgusting that people are still on the fence and they're still cheering this. And I can only imagine that people, let's say in the right wing or whoever else in the international community, would be supporting this because they themselves have been afflicted with psychopathic rage and they have deep hatred for anything that doesn't resemble themselves and or their friends. With that, we'll conclude with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even